Welcome to Lumarx the Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lumarx, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today, let's talk about the protest at the Capitol and the second phony impeachment of President Trump. And ultimately, let's talk about the truth. We should take Democrats at their word when they say never let a crisis go to waste. Their hypocrisy is always on full display with talks of impeachment, censure, and other ways to punish President Trump and Republicans, and ultimately, we the people, for fake accusations of inciting the type of violence that they themselves have so frequently and transparently, right out in the open, urged, promoted, and supported in the past and to this current day. To quote what President Trump said that day at the Capitol, "I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections and whether or not they stand strong for our country." He said, peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Now here are some statements made by Democratic leaders and liberals. And the comments are all direct quotes that were made when Black Lives Matter and Bia and Antifa were burning down cities, looting, rioting, and killing people, and even killing police in the streets. Let's start off with the Stephen Colbert Show. Speaking remotely to the Late Show host Stephen Colbert in June 2020, Kamala Harris voiced support for the racial justice protests that were going on. She said, "This is a movement, I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day," she said. "And everyone should take note of that on both levels, that they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not." That's not only condoning violence, that's promoting violence. And she's the vice president-elect. For more than a decade, leading Democrats and Hollywood elites have encouraged mob violence to achieve their political goals. More examples include, but are not limited to, in 2008, President Obama said, "I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they are independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face." That's by former President Obama. He's a phony. In June 2018, we all remember on television, Representative Maxine Waters said, "If you see anybody from a cabinet, Republican, in a restaurant, at a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not wanted anymore anywhere." That's inciting violence. In July 2018, Senator Cory Booker said, "That's my call to action here. Please just don't come here and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Please get up in the face of some Congress people." Again, they're not just condoning the violence, they're promoting violence. In June of 2018, Nancy Pelosi said, "I don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be." She didn't denounce violence, she promoted violence. In 2017, Senator Tim Kaine said, "So, the way we get outside the bubble is we take advantage of this tremendous public outcry against the administration. What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box, and now there's the momentum to be able to do this." He said, "Fight in the streets." And remember, these are all Democrats. And here's another famous one. In August 2020, Representative Democrat Ayanna Pressley said, "There needs to be unrest in the streets." Promoting violence. It's worse than just condoning violence, it's promoting violence. In March 2018, Joe Biden said, "If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him," speaking about President Trump. In February 2018, Donnie Deutsch said, "People need to start taking to the streets. You know this is a dictator." More promoting violence. In October 2018, former Attorney General Eric Holder said, "If they go low, we kick them." In October 2016, idiot Robert De Niro said, "I'd like to punch him in the face," meaning President Trump. Should be arrested for that. In June 2017, Johnny Depp, the actor, said, "When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? Again, he should be in jail." In September 2018, Carol Cook said, "Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?" All promoting violence. Here's a classic. Into January 2017, Madonna said, and she was reading from a paper, she couldn't even remember it, "Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House." That's sedition. That's treason. The Secret Service should have arrested her. In October 2017, Maxine Waters said, "I will go and take Trump out tonight." That's a threat of murder. In August 2017, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadel said, "I hope Trump is assassinated." Now, if that doesn't incite riots and people to do something, what else will? These were all Democrats. Remember that. Democrats and liberals. Republicans don't speak like that. Republicans push for peace and peaceful resolutions. Democrats always push the racist card and for violence. Looking back on last year, the buzzwords which Democrats chose to describe Republicans seem quite polite in hindsight. Misogynist, racist, and deplorable have now given way today to the less diplomatic words fascist, Nazi, KKK, as millions now live in fear that their nice church lady neighbor may be literally Hitler. Democrats pushing this. But when the White House was attacked and President Trump had to be rushed to safety, the liberals, Democrats, and fake news media didn't condemn it. They made fun of President Trump for hiding in the bunker. The Secret Service took him there. He had no choice. The White House was under attack. They didn't condemn the violence. They laughed about it. There's a strange and divisive new world we live in, and one that is only made more complicated by the fact that most of what seems to be Trump's most controversial positions were just recently part of a moderate Democratic platform. They're still copying him. Biden has no plan. Sure, Donald Trump is not the first president to be compared to Hitler, but the mainstream calls for violence. The Democrats and liberals call for violence. The growing number of riots, BLM and Black Lives Matter, and the justification of assault and defiance of this new fascist regime and its supporters is simply absurd, without precedent, and downright dangerous. A left-wing activist who openly documented and discussed his involvement in a pro-Donald Trump rally was turned into supposed but false insurrection. It was just people in the Capitol. At the Capitol is now facing criminal charges, and he should be. His name is John Sullivan. He's 26 years old. He's a founder of a protest group, Insurgents USA. He recorded himself entering through a Capitol window that had been broken out by the rioters before roaming the halls of Congress during the January 6th attack. He was pretending he was there just to film. But Sullivan of Utah told authorities that he was in Washington, D.C. that day as an activist and journalist who was recording the events, but he had no press credentials. He doesn't belong to any media outlets. It turned out he is associated with BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. They were the ones there promoting the riots, not Trump supporters. Prior to entering the Capitol building, Sullivan could be seen using a microphone to address the crowd outside and yelling, "We're about to burn this shit down," before leading the crowd to a chant of "It's time for a revolution." This was told by FBI Special Agent Matthew Folger, and he said it in an affidavit under penalty of perjury, an oath. As the mob pushed through barricades towards the Capitol, Sullivan was heard shouting, "We accomplished this shit. We did this effort, yeah. We are all part of this history. Let's burn this shit down." BLM and Black Lives Matter, they infiltrated. We all knew that. Sullivan also filmed himself assisting those who were climbing up walls. He was assisting them to get to the plaza just outside the Capitol building entrance, telling them, "You guys are effing savage. Let's go get them." Sullivan has been charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, interfering with law enforcement, engaged in the lawful performance of official duties incident to and during the commission of civil disorder. hope he has a lot more charges. He is set to appear in federal court on Friday to face these charges. Dozens have been arrested, and for sure we will see many more that are associated or part of Antifa and Black Lives Matter among them. House Democrats again weaponized the race card to make the false Trump impeachment case. The left always uses race to weaponize their arguments. House Democrats calling President Trump a white supremacist as usual, and worse, during the impeachment proceedings. The House of Representatives made history by voting to impeach President Trump for a second time for incitement of insurrection. It's a joke. After a group of people entered the Capitol on January 6th. This is unprecedented. There is no justification, no proof, no legal or constitutional basis for this impeachment. He did not even receive due process. He received nothing. It was just a rush to judgment, illegally, unconstitutionally, for ulterior motives by the Democrats and liberals, and a dark stain on our country. I'm afraid our Constitution is on its deathbed. I hope the American people will stand up against this outrage. It's indicative of what would happen in a communist country where we have no free speech rights. Just look at China, Russia, Venezuela, North Korea. It's coming to America. It's mostly here. Those who broke in should be charged appropriately for whatever laws they violated. Why would anybody who's rational think that our president meant for people to go break into the Capitol? His rallies that have totaled millions of people have always been peaceful, and most of the people on Wednesday were middle-aged and elderly with children and grandchildren. Individuals who violated the law should definitely be prosecuted, but I don't see how you can blame someone for a speech and someone else's criminal activity. It can't be selective enforcement of the law. This is just a way to ensure he will not run in the next 4 years, but that's not going to happen. It is political and will create a bigger divide between left and right. I fear that people will become reactionary and elected officials will use impeachment in the future, not as a last resort, which it is, to uphold our republic, but as a tool to remove whoever they don't agree with. They should use it to remove Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and a host of other Democrats who are all revolutionary and in violence. As Congress, the American people, and the nation seek justice, the call for a snap impeachment and unprecedented super-constitutional remedies should never have happened. We cannot abridge the safeguards that are explicitly used to enshrine justice in the name of justice itself. Impeachment of President Trump does nothing to unite this country. It only makes that effort more difficult in the coming weeks and months ahead. Today's impeachment is knee-jerk reaction grounded in anger and disgust, which are genuine emotions that we all feel. But those are not legitimate or appropriate reasons to impeach. There was no reasons to impeach, as usual, like the first impeachment. Particularly when there have been no hearings, no constitutional rights, no rule of law, and we still do not know the full set of facts from that day. More are coming out all the time, and it's turning out that there's Black Lives Matter and Antifa, as most of us knew or assumed. An angry House majority mob raced to impeachment in direct violation of settled constitutional law, period. Unfortunately, at a moment that calls for calm and peace, House Democrats are again ratcheting up the political volume through an impeachment with just 1 week left in the president's term. A move like this will do nothing other than further inflame tensions and divide our country. If President-elect Joe Biden and Democrats were serious, which they lied, as they always lie, about national unity, then they should end these political tactics and focus on the needs of the American people. But that, of course, will not happen. They don't care about us, the American people. They only care about themselves and power. In less than 1 year, millions upon millions, I predict, of people will regret having the Democrats in power. And President Trump will be back in office in 4 years.